our house. I'm Dan, this is Mandy.
Hi.
And it's been a really great year and we're really excited to be with you as we transition into the new year. Tonight's a very special Oak Creek Assembly of God New Year's Eve broadcast.
We're so excited to join you and your family and your friends, whoever you're with, to celebrate New Year together. And we really miss you all tonight, but we're happy to be with you together in spirit.
So here's what's going to happen. We are kicking things off, and then you're going to go on a pastor's house tour, and you're going to go see a bunch of our pastors on staff. At the end, Pastor Brooks is going to gather back with us and lead us in communion. It's just going to be a really great night, so don't miss it. Stay with us all the way to the end, because there's some really great things planned in our New Year's Eve celebration. Speaking of, we have a special guest in our house tonight. We have with us Pastor Tyler.
Yay! Yay!
Hi.
And I'm told that that Pastor Tyler brought with him a date tonight.
I did bring a date. I brought the last date of the year, December 31st.
What?
Oh. She's really cool like that.
Oh. So excited.
Church, we just wanted to start off this year just worshiping along with you. So we're going to sing a song, and if you would just sing wherever you're at and worship along with us.
Love for me, oh, his love.
we have one more thing we want to do before we let you go. Because I don't know if you know this, but there's four kids that live at this house. They belong to us. And they really wanted to be part of the video. And so I'm not sure if they're still awake.
They might be sleeping.
But let's go see if they are still awake. Because they just wanted to say hi to you because they were really excited about this. But they're probably asleep. But let's... Oh, I can hear them. They're not
asleep.
They're
not asleep yet.
But let's see what they're doing. Hey guys, what is... Are you guys reading the Bible?
Again? You guys, it's really time for bed.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, Papa.
Speaking of the Bible, let's jump over to one of our pastor friends' house and see what they're looking at tonight.
Happy New Year. We're the Humpa family. I'm Stephanie. This is Carson. This is Chloe. And this is my husband, Josh. Chloe tonight is going to share with us our verse for this next year.
Psalm 51, 10. God created pure heart in me.
Woo!
Good job, Chloe. Chloe, what does that mean?
It means that God created pure heart in all of us who live here on earth. And when you say not sin, that it's asking God to give us a pure heart.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, Chloe. She said, you know, when we choose to not live in sin, God can create in us a pure heart. And, you know, I think the best way that we can enter this new year is to have a pure heart, to be sinless. And, you know, just like a house, like our house very easily can get very messy, whether it's crackers
all over the floor,
or whether it's toys, stuffed animals hanging all over the place. It's very easy, dishes on the counter. It's very easy for a house to get messy very quickly, especially when you just spend time cleaning it up. And just like a house, it needs to get cleaned, it needs to get organized. You need to get those Lysol wipes out there and clean up and wipe down everything. Just like a house needs to be cleaned often, frequently, so do our hearts. And that can happen when we spend time meditating, thinking about how have I treated the people around me? You know, what is my attitude when it comes to the situations around me? Is it godly, loving? Is it respecting and honoring people? God bless you. Even when it's not easy? You know, this next year, God wants to create in us a pure heart. And that happens when we reflect on our sin and then stay away from sin. And the best way that we can stay away from sin is by adding more of God in our lives. And so I don't know what your goals are for this next year, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to be more organized, whether it's to have a cleaner house. But one thing I want to encourage you to do in order to create a pure heart, man, every single day. We'll get you somewhere in just a second, buddy. In order to have a pure heart, spend time in God's word daily. I mean, add it to the calendar, the checklist of things to do. Spend time in God's word. Spend time talking with him. And then he'll shape you and form you from the inside out so that he can create in you a pure heart. We want a pure heart, right? For our family, each of us. We want to be able to love God the way that he loves us, purely, that sin's not a part of our family. So that's our prayer. That's what we want to happen this next year.
As we are on the verge of entering into this new year, we are reminded of a story out of Luke 21.
Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box. And he saw a poor widow putting two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on."
I want to have the faith of this widow. I want to trust God so much that I'm willing to give him my all, everything that I have, because I know that he will take care of me. This widow gave the little money that she had, knowing that there was no backup plan, that no one was gonna care for her, because she believed that God was going to care for her. And it is my prayer for me, for my family, and for you, that God will give you the faith to trust him in 2021. I pray that you'll be able to do what this widow did, to plan your life around the plans of God, to dream the dreams of God. I pray that in 2021, you're able to trust God so much that you can give him your time, your talent, and your treasure. And I pray that as this widow trusted God and Jesus saw that as you trust God, you're able to experience Jesus in a brand new way. It is our prayer that 2021 be a year of commitment, be a year of surrendering in faith, because we know that God cares for us.
We are so excited to enter into this new year alongside all of you, and we are so excited to see what God is going to do in this upcoming year.
Hey, church family, it's Pastor Steve and my wife, Angie, and we just want to welcome you into our home. The verses that we have picked out and we want to share with you guys is out of Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. We felt while we were looking over this and praying that it gives us great vision and hope for what's to come. And it says in verse 18, "But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm about to do, for I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland."
I love that it says in that passage, "But forget all that. I will create something new." And yeah, I am ready for something new in 2021, church.
You know, and why don't we come in agreement in prayer and petition to Jesus, because it is already there. He says, "I have already begun." So as we come together as a church family, let's pray, let's fast, and let's come in together in unity for 2021. It's going to be the best that's yet to come. So again, from the Yeldell family to yours, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's Eve. We want to share a verse with you to give you encouragement for 2021.
And the verse comes out of the book of Daniel. I am personally inspired by the life of Daniel. Cynthia and I, we want our three boys to be like Daniel because he had exceptional qualities about himself. His habits were personally inspiring to me because his habits were directly connected to who God wanted him to be. In the book of Daniel, we read that King Darius came up with this crazy law that forced people to pray only to him during a 30-day period, and if not, they would be thrown into the lion's den. But in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, we read that when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to God. My encouragement to you for this upcoming year is that you would have a habit that lines up with who God wants you to be, that you would have the habit of prioritizing time with God, that you would spend intimate time with God this year. And no matter what 2021 throws at you, you would give thanks to your God.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Joni and I, we want to share a quick verse with you that we think will be a great encouragement and point of clarity in the year 2021. This is Matthew chapter 22, starting with verse 36.
"Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself."
What I find really helpful is when my wife gives me a list what she wants to be done. This is especially helpful on Mondays when she is at work and I'm at home with the kids. And so I can do things around the house that I think are helpful. I will mow the lawn, or maybe I'll do grocery shopping. But sometimes she'll say, "No, I would much rather you do the homework with the kids. I would much rather you get the laundry accomplished." And so Joni makes it very clear what her priorities are. And if I do them, then you're pretty happy, aren't you?
Thrilled.
Which makes all of us happy. And so Jesus, in the same way, he gives us the priorities for our lives for each day and for the new year. And he says they are simple, that you would love God with everything you have and that you would love other people. This is not a matter of Jesus not being good with math. He knew that loving God and loving people were directly tied together. And so for this new year, I would encourage you to have these priorities. Every day, love God. Now that may seem strange. How can God command us to love him? Can you imagine if I were to come up to you and say, you shall love me? That would seem absolutely strange. Well, the way that we think of love as a noun, you know, I fall in love or I fall out of love, that does seem strange. But the Bible tells us that love is a verb. Love is something that we do. And so we love God by being obedient. We love God with our actions. And so every day, just spend that time, tell God how much you love him. And then equally as important, we spend other time telling people how much we love them and that we serve other people. We love the people who are easy to love and the people who are not so easy to love. This is something that our world absolutely needs to see, and it will point people towards Christ. And so lastly, I just want to say that we love you, and we thank you that you have loved us so well. We feel so loved. We love being a part of Oak Creek. And so again, we wish you and your family a great new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this very special night. The year 2020 has been quite a year. I think all of us would agree that it's had ups, it's had downs, many challenges we've never faced before. And I'm so glad that the God of all the universe has been with us all the way through. Tonight, we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper together. And I would encourage you, if you have your communion emblems ready and available, you might want to do that even now. Just make sure they're ready. And we're going to partake in just a few moments together. You know, the Apostle Paul says that he reached a point in his life, he looked back and he said, you know, all the accomplishments and all the failures, I'm going to leave them in the past. And I'm going to press towards the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And so I'm encouraging you, no matter what this year has been like, it may have been the best year you've ever experienced, or it may be the worst year you've ever experienced. 2020, let's leave it behind. And let's be men and women that rejoice in all that God has done. Let's not forget his benefits, his blessings. But let's be like Paul. Let's press forward. And let's pursue Christ like we've never done so before in the year of 2020. Sherry, when you think of the year of 2020, what comes to mind?
Well, of course, the lockdown, of course, not seeing people that we normally see, not being able to be together close and in big groups, and all of that, not being able to travel. That was a big one for me, just knowing that there was nowhere in the world we could plan to go in 2020. That was hard.
So we all have a challenge as we look to the future. And in the future, we're going to be like Paul. We're going to forget the things that are behind, and we're going to press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So glad that we can celebrate communion together tonight as the last of all the activities of the year 2020. And as we look forward to 2021, knowing that God has been faithful, he's not left us, he's not abandoned us in any way of 2020. Matter of fact, I believe that in the future, we're going to see a marvelous revival of God. And we've had the privilege of ministering to about 18,000 additional guests over the last few weeks here at Oak Creek Assembly of God. And it's so evident that there's a growing hunger in the lives of men and women. And I believe you sense it as well. God is getting us ready for greater things. And so this evening, as we partake together in the next few moments, I want you to think about how the scriptures say we remember, but we also look forward. Now, the Apostle Paul, as he writes to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he tells them there, and if you can grab your communion emblems and have them ready in the next few moments, he reminds them of what Christ had told his disciples there in the upper room. He said, this cup represents my blood. He said, the bread represents his broken body. And he told them, he says, whenever you do eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. So in the next few moments, we want to look back and we want to thank him for all that he's brought us through. We want to look back and we want to see how many times His healing touch has come to our aid throughout this year of 2020. But we also want to look forward to the fact that He has made a wonderful promise. And the Bible says, "And he that shall come, and will not tarry." So friends, I believe in every sense, the best is yet to come. Now I want you to take your communion cup, if you would please, and your bread wafer. Ours are sitting right here. Mine is in my hand. And if you would take yours and have it in your hand. As Jesus held the bread, the Bible says, he broke it. And then he said to his disciples, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Pretty amazing. He was giving them an insight of what he would just in a few hours face, as he would be arrested, he would be judged unfairly, I might say, and then he would be put to death on a cross. And all the beating he took, all of that, the Bible says it's by his stripes. Isaiah in the Old Testament, 750 years before Jesus was ever born, said that it would be by his stripes. The word stripes there mean by the black and blue beating that he would take, that we would be healed. And so if you need healing right now, or you have a loved one that needs healing, we believe it's all available through Jesus Christ. And so right now, I'm going to ask Sherry to pray and ask God's blessing on the bread, and then we'll partake just following after her prayer. Sherry?
Dear Lord, thank you, Jesus, for being willing to leave heaven and come to earth so that one day we could leave earth and go to heaven and be with you. Thank you for the beating that you allowed yourself to endure prior to the cross and while on the cross. Thank you that every blow of the whip provided healing for a different type of illness and disease. And we claim that now, Lord, as we take this bread and eat it and remember that it represents that time that your body was so severely beaten. And we claim healing because of that for any among us who are suffering tonight. And we thank you so much and we love you so much, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Take the bread now, if you will. Let's partake together. The Bible says, then he took the cup. And when he had taken the cup, he says, "This is the new covenant. This is the new testament in my blood." Think about what he gave for each and every one of us. The Bible says it wasn't silver or gold that redeemed us. These are corruptible things, but his own precious blood. And so let's pause and let's thank him for the power of the blood. And if you are in a situation right now where you're saying, you know, I need to get right with God. I need forgiveness. Maybe even in the midst of this communion service, you're saying, I need to get right with God. You can do so right now. To say, "Jesus, come into my heart and life. Forgive me of all of my past. I want to move forward in the year of 2021 as being your daughter, your son, and I want to follow after you." And so, Lord, we say thank you now for the blood you shed for us and the power that's in the blood to forgive all sin as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered or brought back against us again. We thank you for it. Let's partake together. How grateful I am that we can unite together, even though it's electronically at the moment. We've all got a connection with one another. And the most important one is our connection with God. And as we move into the year of 2021, in just a little while now, I want you to go into this new year with a brand new confidence. God is with us. God is for us. And he has promised that he will see us through no matter what the future holds. The Hebrew way of looking at the future was kind of interesting. They always would say that the future is behind me. The past is before me. What they were saying is I cannot see the future, but I can see the past. And I can see how good God has been. And I want you to know God is going to be good, and God is going to see you through 2021, and we're going to believe that it's going to be the greatest year ever. Now, as we close out this service together tonight, let me just say how much we love you and how much we are thrilled to be able to share in pastoral leadership with you. This year, we've seen a lot of great miracles of God. And again, we believe the best is yet to come. And I'm going to ask Sherry to close out this gathering tonight by praying that God will bless you, bless your families, and that 2021 is going to be filled with the blessing of God in a wonderful way. Sherry, will you pray?
Dear Lord, we are so thankful that as we look to the future, we can do so with confidence, knowing that you are with us and that you have plans for us, plans for our future, plans for our hope, plans not to harm us. And we thank you at this time for the Oak Creek Assembly of God Church family. We do love them so much. And we are thankful that we are united under the umbrella of serving you together and serving our community and reaching the world together. And we pray that in the year of 2021, that you will give all of us a boldness to speak the truth in love, to share our faith with everyone that we can, and to be committed to that. And I pray a blessing on every family listening tonight, and we thank you. And we look forward to the year 2021. In Jesus' name, amen.
Remember, friends, now the best is yet to come. Let's go on. Let's take 2021 for Jesus' sake and for the kingdom. Good night, and God bless you.